We bid you welcome at this midnight Christmas Eve service. We're glad that you're here. We have church tomorrow also at 8 and 10:30 on Christmas Day as we rejoice in the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us now sing the opening processional hymn, Joy to the World, hymn 387, and stand and face the cross as it enters the sanctuary. Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment, but I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death, of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For introit, for Christmas Midnight Service, hymn 367, Angels from the Realms. You may be seated.
Thank you.
86, we sing the Kyrie.
Hymn, A Little Town of Bethlehem, hymn 361.
epistle lesson is from Titus chapter 2. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people, training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions, and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives in this present age, waiting for our blessed hope, the appearing of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The hymn Away in the Manger, hymn 364. In those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, unto Bethlehem, the city of David, because he belonged to the house and lineage of David. He went there to register with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was pledged to be married to him and was great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished for her to be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were very much afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which will be for all people. For unto you this day, in the city of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly there was with the angel a great multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So it was that when the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go now into Bethlehem and see this thing that has come to pass, which the Lord has made known to us. And so they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe, who was lying in the manger. And when they had seen him, they made known abroad the saying which had been told them about this child, and all heard it marveled at those things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, just as it was told unto them. This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise be to thee, Lord. Confess the Nicene Creed, page 191. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten in his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and descended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful, hymn 379, may be seated.
Come all ye faithful, joy, call as thy own.
Amen. Jesus is God in the flesh. It's called the Incarnation. But the birth of Christ is a sign to us. As the angels said to the shepherds, this sign is given to you in Bethlehem. What is a sign? A sign points you to something else, your main destination. If you're trying to get to a city, you look at the sign and it says, go that way. If you're trying to climb a mountain, it says, take that path. You don't stand and just look at the sign. You do what the sign says. It points to something, you act on it, and you go that way. The sign that was given was a baby in a manger. Not a place where you would find a baby, although it actually is a good place for a baby. It's about the size of a cradle. You put hay in it and you wrap the baby with the blanket. It's a perfectly fine baby bed. But it's normally where animals eat hay. When the shepherds go into Bethlehem and see exactly what the angels had said, a baby in a manger, the sign was pointing to something greater. How could it be that this was the Savior of the world? Because the angels said so. Because the word of the angels was the word of the Lord. As we sing in the hymn, A Great and Mighty Wonder, the Virgin bears the infant with virgin honor pure. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. What we learn here about God is that God's attitude towards us is mercy, love, affection, the desire to have us with Him in heaven. Who is afraid of a baby? No one. A child given by God to a father and a mother is a sign of His love and His grace and His mercy. But the conception of Jesus was a miracle. By the overshadowing of the Holy Spirit, she conceived in her womb, yet she was a virgin. He had no human father. God was his father. The virgin remained a virgin the entire 9 months of the pregnancy. When she gave birth to Christ, she was giving birth to the Messiah, the Christ, the Savior, the Lord promised all the way back in Isaiah and further back in Genesis. The sign for us is that a great light has come and the Prince of Peace is here. Isaiah was foretelling that up there north in Galilee, by Capernaum and Nazareth, a child would grow up, a great light would shine, and this light would be multiplied to all the nations, and he would break all oppression, and this one to be born would be called the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, which are really names of the Holy Trinity, of the Father, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, and the Holy Spirit, the Wonderful Counselor. What was so amazing about the humility of Christ when he came to share our flesh and blood is that he fulfilled the prophecies that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, the city of David, and that's where he was born. Yet, Jesus basically hid himself for 30 years up in Nazareth. No one expected the Messiah to be from way up north by Galilee in Nazareth, where Jesus was a carpenter's son. But he wasn't just a carpenter's son. He was the Son of the everlasting God, the Son of God in eternity, who was now born in time as the Son of Mary. The union of the two natures of Christ, true God and true man, is who Jesus is. When he hid himself all those years up in Galilee, people didn't at first imagine that he could be the Messiah, but people who knew about his lineage knew, well, he actually had been born in Bethlehem. The Messiah had to be born in the city of David, which was Bethlehem. Joseph and Mary were of the lineage of David. and thus Christ would be born in Bethlehem, but would spend most of his life before his ministry began hiding himself as a humble man in Galilee. This is the nature of the great light of Christ, being the Prince of Peace. He comes in humility. He comes to dwell with us, to be with us, to be our Prince of Peace. And when Christ did come, Paul in the epistle lesson today says that grace of God has now appeared, the blessed hope in the appearing and the glory of our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, I suspect you've heard the Christmas story from Luke chapter 10 all of your life, and I encourage you to go home and read it again this weekend over Christmas. But the point of what Luke is saying is that Paul is explaining that this one born in Bethlehem is the grace of God that has appeared to all people. He appeared the first time as a baby in a manger. He's coming the second time in great glory, our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Mary was told by Simeon that a sword would pierce her heart too, because the Jesus that was placed in a manger was also the one taken down from the cross and placed in a tomb. Mary saw both. She gave birth and placed him in a manger, and she saw the women then take the dead body of Jesus down from the cross and place it in a tomb. She wrapped baby Jesus in swaddling cloths. The women wrapped Jesus' dead body in the linens. The wise men brought gold and frankincense and myrrh. The women come to the tomb and bring myrrh to anoint his body. This is not a coincidence. This is connecting Christmas to Holy Week. The child that was laid in the manger was the one who would be crucified, who would bleed real blood. The child who was God in the human flesh came to undo the work of the first Adam, the curse of ungodliness, because Jesus is the second Adam. He kept the law perfectly for us, and then, innocent as he was, he was crucified in our place. And the Bible calls that redemption, buying us back from sin, death, and hell with his blood, not with gold or silver. This is why St. Paul says, as new man, we are called to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives, zealous for good works. What he means is this: through faith in Christ, by grace alone, we have been purified and clothed in the white righteousness of Jesus Christ. Now we are declared saints and holy and without blemish. We want to live godly lives because that is who we are. A good tree bears good fruit. And as baptized Christians who come to the Lord's table to receive Christ's body and blood under the bread and wine, we echo what the hymn writer said: since all he comes to ransom, by all be he adored. The infant born in Bethlehem, the Savior and the Lord, proclaim the Savior's birth. To God on high be glory and peace to all the earth. God in human flesh, he gives you light. He gives you peace. He gives you grace. He gives you hope. And let us, like Mary, during this Christmas season, treasure all these things and ponder them in our hearts. May the peace of Christ and his mercy be with us always. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds and faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Turn in our hymnal to page 192. We stand to sing the offertory. Please stand. Create in me a clean friendship pass at the end of the pew and pass the folks sitting next to you, fill it in and tear the sheet off and put it in the basket in the narthex as you leave. We gather the offerings. You may be seated. Stand to pray. O God, you make us glad with the yearly remembrance of the birth of your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. Grant that as we joyfully receive him as our Redeemer, we may with sure confidence behold him when he comes to be our judge. Through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Most merciful God, you gave your eternal word to become incarnate through the pure Virgin. Grant your people grace to put away fleshly lusts, that they may be ready for your visitation. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Service of Sacrament, page 194.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
And salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you. Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you have given us a new revelation of your glory, that seeing you in the person of your Son, we may know and love those things which are not seen. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Blessed is he, blessed is he, blessed is he.
Lord who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. When he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Thank you.
pray. Almighty God, grant that the birth of your only begotten Son in the flesh may set us free from the bondage of sin, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. 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 The hymn Silent Night, hymn 360.